On today's episode of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston tells us how grateful he is for some random acts of parenting that befell his daughter last weekend in New Orleans.
Last weekend on Canal Street in New Orleans, my 18-year-old daughter and six of her friends walked together after a quick meal in the middle of the day. A well-overserved man, an adult, stepped behind her on the crowded sidewalk and groped her bottom with both hands while making loud, crude comments. My daughter screamed and jumped forward. Her friends surrounded her, and they began berating the drunk. He hollered back, and just then four couples, adults, complete strangers, stepped between the drunk and my daughter and her friends and forced him to go away. Once the confrontation was over, the adults turned and chatted with my daughter and her friends. They were nice and kind, my daughter said, and asked us about our trip to New Orleans and told us to look out for each other and to be careful. Random acts of parenting. How I wish I could find those couples and thank them for getting involved, for stepping up and protecting a group of teenage girls visiting New Orleans to shop and to celebrate their high school graduation. How many times have you and I noticed something happening that we knew was wrong and we turned the other way? We refuse to get involved. That's not my problem, we say, and we keep going. Or we say, if I get involved, the next thing I know, I'm in a lawsuit for trying to do the right thing. Some attorney somewhere will sue me for being a good Samaritan. I have. I've done it too many times. I quickly block the scene from my mind so that what I've witnessed and chosen to ignore won't haunt me anymore. And then a stranger does something kind for me, or more significantly, for my child. And my feeling of gratitude is too great for words. I wish I could find these couples and look them deeply in their eyes and thank them for getting involved. I've been on Canal Street, New Orleans on a pretty weekend day when the crowds are out, and I know how busy it can be. And I know that for the four couples that stopped to protect my daughter and her friends, a dozen more saw what was happening and kept going. Saw a vulnerable group of young girls, saw the aggressive drunk man, and kept walking, saying to themselves, "Stay out of it. That's not my problem." And I likely would have been one of those. The next day, my daughter and her friends bumped into the same four couples somewhere else in the French Quarter. They recognized each other and they visited for a moment. They were now friends with a special connection. And my hope is that what these couples did will inspire my daughter to get involved when and where she can, in situations when she has the ability to help the vulnerable. It sure has me. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To hear more commentaries, search for Keeping It Real with Cam Marston on your favorite podcast app, or follow Cam Marston on social media.